Okay, today's Daf Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Tes. Kuf Samach Tes, and again, this week's Shiurim is sponsored B'schus L'Refuah Shalem, Abarach Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya, beloved pillar of the Boca Raton community. We wish R'Refuah Shalema from Jack and Renee Nussbaum. Again, R'Refuah Shalem, Abarach Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya. Okay, we are on Kuf Samach Ches Mabez. The few lines up from the bottom, as we continue here in the last week or so of Parakeet Pashut and Mesechas Baba Basra. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, six lines up from the bottom. Harishabava Amar, we continue all the halachas of Shtaros. As we know, that's the name of this parak, Get Pashut. So it's not just about Gittin, but Get is a Shtar, and all the halachas of Shtaros, that applies really in all of Shas, so much is here. There are a couple of halachas throughout Shas that are not here. We touched on them a little bit, Mipiemol Mipiksavam, which is the basic definition of Shtar. The Ritva brought up a couple of days ago. How is there a institution of Shtar if Edom are not allowed to give their testimony in print? So how does Edos Shebechsav get over the problem of Mipiemol Mipiksavam? We discussed that a couple of days ago in the Rishonim, but the Gemara here, in all these dafim, discussed at length the details of shtaros. We just discussed asmachta in the last year. How does a shtar with a condition get out of that, or with a condition about a shtar get out of that problem? And the mission that we're talking about now is talking about nimchak. What if a shtar was nimchak and you want to rewrite it? And there are edim, so that was what was discussed. So Tana Rabbana, what about this case? Hare shabava amar avad shtar chovi. Somebody comes and says, "I lost my shtar. I lost my shtar. What do I do?" What do you mean you lost your shtar? Okay, go prove that anybody owes you money. He has witnesses. Afapi shamru edim. Anu kasamnu v'chasamnu v'nasananu lo. We wrote the shtar. We signed the shtar. We gave him the shtar. Of course, this is the Malva talking. The Malva brings a shtar and says, does not bring a shtar, but it says, he is owed it. A kosan lo asa shtar. We do not write the shtar. Even though he has witnesses, so one would think, what's the problem? The Edom say that everything is, yasher v'kayam. So why wouldn't we write it? Because maybe the shtar was paid up, and maybe the Lova had the shtar and ripped up the shtar already. And that's why the Malva doesn't have the shtar. So even if there are witnesses, right, there are no witnesses that it was not paid, right, there are witnesses that we know of the original loan. So that is why we cannot give him back the shtar. Because of that chash. The Rashba and the Ritva here note, even, they add one line, but it's a big chiddush, the line. Even if it is betoch zmano that the shtar is owed. What if the shtar was for a month and it's 3 weeks after the shtar was written? Says the Ritva, says the Rashba, Pirish de chashidon lepira own via filu toch hazman. Kivan she'eno biyado, because it's not in his hand, that we're choshish, that it was already paid up. Who argues with this? The Ravid. The Ravid on the Rambam. The Rambam also quotes this idea, that even betoch zmano, even though there is a principle, we discussed way back on Daf Hei, 163 blot ago, right, the Gemara discusses there, amachlokes, amoraim, whether adam porea betoch zmano or ain adam porea betoch zmano, but the Rambam and the Ritva and other Rishonim say here, we have to assume that maybe it was paid up already. The Rambam right here in Perek Chav Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says, Bishtari Achovos ain't okay. Afal pi she'edav kayamin, v'kanu miyado, v'chazar b'shaito v'yamar, shtar shekasavtem liata avad, o nisraf, in kosin lo shtar sheni. We don't write another shtar. Shema paro o machlo. Maybe he paid it up, maybe it was nimchal. V'yafilu hayachov lizman. And even if it was for a certain zman, and it's not Devin reached that zman, still one does not say that you give it back. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram Zeo Tema, Me'achar Shehu Tok Zman, Lama Lo Yikvev, Yichtov Shofar. And the Ravid says there that if it was Tok HaZman, Eid Adam Poreh B'Tok Zmano. That is the Chazaka that we learned, if you remember, way back on Daf Hei, Amar Aleph, Amar Beis, that's a Chazaka, Machlokes for Abaya and Rava. And Reish Lakish discusses, HaKoveh Azman L'Chaveiro V'Amar Lo Praticha B'Tok Zmani. The other way, if somebody says, I paid up, B'Tok Zmani, Eino Neman. A person is not believed to say that they paid up. V'Lavai Shi'ipar B'Zmano. That's the beautiful lashon of Halavai, that a person pays in their proper time. What, you're paying within or before that? Halavai. Shi'ipar B'Zmano, says Reish Lakish. Abayev Arava Dami Travayu, Avin Inish Dapara Bo'Zimnei. Sometimes people pay in their time, zimnin de besrami lehuzuze, amar ezel, ve'ifra, ki heichidu alitradin. I'm going to go pay now, right? So that is the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Abaya and Rava. Again, this is a unique type of chazaka. This is a chazaka similar to a ruba de lesa kaman. There are different types of chazakas, many types of 10-15 types of chazakas in Shas. So this chazaka is similar to just about people's behavior. So if you know for sure that it was not true, then obviously that overrides the general chazaka. But this is, you know, how strong is this type of chazaka? There's a machlokas about this one that already shows that it is not as strong as others. Other chazakas are assumed by all. But this is a machlokas between Reish Lakish and Abaya and Rava, at least in terms of a person says, I paid. But Tok Zmani, we wouldn't believe. That was the Tosfos. They also had a couple of important ha'aris. Tosfos back on Daf Hey. The reset Dafka Kovei Azman Avos Stamava Lo Choshev Lei Tok Shloshim Tok Zmano. Maybe if there's only a set amount time, then you say there's a concept called Tok Zmano. If you don't set a time, even if it's Stam Milvesh Shloshim Yom, still we wouldn't call that Tok Zmano if it wasn't specified. Or Tosfos they discussed back on Hamabez, if you remember, Pidyon Aben. We know the Mishnah in Bechoros discusses what happens if the father died. We don't know if the Pinyon Aben was paid up yet or not. So if it's within 30 days, so then we assume it was not paid up because Pinyon Aben, the Chiyuv is only on day 31. That's what we do to get a full Machlokas, whether it's 30 days, Me'es La'es, or the date of. So we wait till day 31 to make sure that it is Yosei L'chala Deyas, the baby is 30 days old. But what happens if the father died and the child doesn't know whether his father paid up yet or not? So it depends whether it's Tok Zmano or L'acher Zmano. Tok Zmano is Yisur, the father did not pay yet because the person doesn't fulfill their Chiyuvim before the time. L'acher Zmano Yisur, he did. So how does that Machlokas relate to our machlokas here? Is a person more ready to pay up their mitzvos, chiyuvim? Is a person less ready because it's shibutim and it's a mitzvah? I know my son can do it if I don't get to do it. So that is the discussion in Tosfos back on Daf Hei Beis. Afagav, he quotes the Mishnah in Bechoros. Afagav, the Perek Yish Bechor Tznan, Bechor Tok Shloshim Yom Becheska Shalo Nifte. So how could Abaye and Rava say that maybe you pay within? Omeri, Dahasa, Moshaya, Chaitai, Badal, Litradon. Tavi, Mamon, Shein Lo Tovin. Why, say Abaye and Rava, do we say that maybe somebody pays earlier? Because I want to just get this guy off my back. So I'll pay now, and then in a week from now, he won't bother me. By Pidyon Aben, there is nobody. It's a Mamon HaShevet. There's no specific Kohen that could come and say, you know, give me the Hay Slime, right? Which is makes it stronger and makes it weaker. On the one hand, here, it makes it weaker, because there's not going to be a Toveya. Other times, it can be stronger. Remember, the Ksos has the Shaila, can a Kohen Katan get the Pidyon Aben? So why would that be allowed? Right, a Katan is on Chayav and Mitzvahs. The answer is it already belongs to the Shevet, and we're just choosing which amongst the Kohanim that are going to get it, so maybe it's easier. Even though here in this context, the Tosfos quotes, it's harder. So again, that is just a wild card. It's a different type of Chiyav than in general. So that is what we discussed a little bit then. So that is what is brought here up in the Rishonim. The Rambam and the Rashba and the Ritva all say that here, even if somebody says, even if it's Tok Zmano, we assume that it could have been paid. It could have been paid. And maybe even Reish Lakish would agree to this. Right, I don't think these Rishonim are arguing on that principle. They're not taking a stand that they go like Abaya and Rava. But say the Rishonim in the terms of chash of whether we assume this guy is telling the truth, we have to say that maybe it was paid up already, and therefore we can't trust you to write another shtar. Pashas, this is an umdana. Right? This is an umdana. We assume whether a person is paid yet or not. So I don't know if I mentioned recently or in a while, there's an amazing comment of Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan on the last page of Kuchas Devei Sofrim, which is in Kovet Shiurim Chelik Beis, in the last page he talks about umdanas. Talk about general umdanas. As we know, there are different types of umdanas, but an umdana where Chazal estimate people's behavior. Chazal estimate people's behavior. So he quotes a kasha on a Gemara Maseches Ksubis Daf Kuvdalan, where there's a comparison between a woman collecting her ksuba 25 years after her husband was nifter. The Gemara seems to say, once it's 25 years, then we assume it would be collected already. And the Gemara has a comparison there with before 25 and after 25 to 40 saw of a mikvah. About 40 saw, less than 40 saw. Esrabal Chanan, ma inyan, 40 saw of a mikvah to 25 years of collection. Right? One is a behavioral issue, and one is a shear from Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Says Rabbi Chana, you know what you see from here? All umdinas that Chazal came up with are not just pure umdinas that they made up. It all goes back and is related to Moshe Rabbeinu also. And it's all related to our Sinai. Now we have most people A, most people B, most women give birth after 9 months, and most people behave, don't pay betos man, and most people all the things that we know of that are also scientific are also connected to our Sinai. And what would he quote? He quotes the first Rav Bar Tanura in Pirkei Avos, which has come up in many different contexts, and that is where the Rav discusses what is the mission in Pirkei Avos, which is a beautiful Mishnah. But why is the first mission of Pirkei Avos at the beginning of Pirkei Avos? Let it be at the beginning of Shas. Pirkei Avos is stuck at the end of Seder Nezikin, and the Shalshalas HaMesorah put it at the beginning of Brachas. Why is it Dafka at the end of Nezikin, the beginning of Pirkei Avos? So says the Rav Bar Tanura, an important comment, Lefisha Mesechazu, Einu Miyusedes Alpi Mitzvah Mi Mitzvah Satorah, Kishar Mesech Lashem Mishnah. Exactly because this Mishnah has no halacha in it. It's all Musar and Midos and Machshava and Ashkafa and attitudes, how we're supposed to look at life, Ezeo Ashir, Ezeo Chacham. Because of that, it's ethics. And one might have said that this, who said that this is divinely made? You don't need a Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai at the beginning of Mesechas Erevin or Mesechas Tmura. You know what? A human being made up those rules? That's impossible. But beginning of Pirkei Avos, smile when you meet people, who is the really wise man, and Mida Keneged Mida, and Rasla Mitzvah Kala. So all of that, one might have thought, just like every nation has their ethics books, so too, this is our ethics books, made by great ethicists thousands of years ago. No. Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai. When it comes to everything, it's all connected to Torah. Obviously, we have to use science and use physics and use the world and use nature in determination, but it's all connected as well, and that is what Rav Elchanan says. V'nira dehu adin. No, this should be more famous, this comment, whether you agree with it or not agree with it, but either way, it should be known. V'nira dehu adin kol ha'umdino shebe gemara lo badu osam chachmei agemara milibam ela af elu nadar sidai. All the chazakas, kamosha nebar, besidai, treifa enocha yosem yud beis chodesh, du choka teva, de bevada en lahakshir shavalomar, de besov yud beis chodesh, kodem shi yisachaba, yocho lios, lachar shi yisachaba, eno lachol lichyos. Bahur Porta, he says, yeah, Chuki Ateva should be Betchila Sabriya, Father Hemut Subsamim, Bekal Shu. And he quotes all of that from all different contexts. And he quotes the Gemara that we discussed last week, the Gemara in Yirmiyah and Daf Chaf Gimel, Yirmiyah, 1 foot outside 50 Amos, 1 foot in 50 Amos, they threw him out of the base Medrash. So Bechadah explains, I don't think we mentioned this there. You know, what were they so upset about? Because he was undermining this whole idea of Umdana and Shi'urim, they all go back to our Sinai. So once you start asking Akasha about 1 foot in, 1 foot out, so then that could be undermining the whole approach that we have to all of these. Ro, Mishael Shabirbi Ashuma Fakpek, Bishi'ure Chachamim, Lomar She'inam Betzimsum, Ubebase Betzimsum Gadol, as it discussed elsewhere, he quotes other sources. But either way, that is related to our Gemara here, relating to the chazak of Einad HaPoreh B'toch Zmano. Again, we discussed there as well, and how exactly that is even believed to be Motzi Mamon, but we'll leave that for now. Okay, let's get back to the first line of the Gemara that we just did. So the Gemara says that if a man comes to court and says, I lost my shtar, that says somebody owes me money, even if there are Edim that say they wrote the shtar, we do not write another shtar, because maybe it was paid up, and maybe it was paid up, even B'toch Zmano. So continues the Gemara. Vamed v'ramamurim b'shtari halva. This is only by shtari halva loans. And we assume the loan might have been paid up. Avo b'shtari mekachu memkar. What about a deed of a piece of land? Ruvei says, I bought this land from so-and-so, I lost the deed. Can we write another deed? And there are eidim that he bought the land. That, says the Tanakama, that is allowed. Kosvin, that you could rewrite, chutz min ha'achrayas shebo. You cannot write it with achrayas, because maybe something happened and we don't want the lekuchos to be able, the balchov, to be able to be gove from mishubadim. But in terms of just his having a raya, that this is his, we feel bad for him, maybe there's going to be a squatter, cheskes gimel shanim, he's going to lose it, so we give him a raya, if the eidim said that they sold it, so we give him a raya also, that it is his. The Rimigash and others say, what's the fundamental difference of a milva versus mekachu memkar? Milva is ome lepiron. Somebody buys a field, that's not ome to switch hands again. So maybe that's why we are more noted to allow the Shtari Mekach to be rewritten and not the Shtari Milva. And this is what the Rambam Pasuk is also, going back to that Rambam in Malva Velove in Chaf Gimel Yud, the Rambam has this distinction. The Rambam says, going back, Lefichach, Ein Kosvin, well, we'll say, actually, let's go do the next line. Oh, we'll just read this line. Okay, Mishava lo Shtar HaMechar ve'edav Kayamin Kesad Yase, Yichtav lo Shtar Sheni. It's not collectible. You can't use this to collect because that's not going to be a star as strong as that. We're just giving him a raya that this is his, not that anybody's going to be able to be collect from it. That is the Tana Kama. So you write it without the achraya shibo. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer af shtari mekach u'memkar ein kosvin. Even a shtar mekach u'memkar, we're not going to write it. We're not going to give him a shtar mekach a deed. V'chein, why is that? So this is going to get into the sugya that Ben Shem comes up tomorrow, but it's already mentioned here in the Rashbam. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel is choshesh that you don't have your shtar, you bought the property, maybe you gave the shtar back to the seller. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, just giving the shtar back to the seller would be enough to transfer the land back to the seller. The sugya that's known as osios niknos bimisira. Just giving the shtar back already transfers the item. Look at the top line of the Rashbam. Desvirale osios niknos bimisira. Kidila kaman. Gabi matana. As we're going to have, and again, the main sugya comes up at the end of today's daf. Going on to tomorrow's. Dechayshinon dilma la'acher shakasvu v'nasu lo shtar ha-mechira. After it was sold to me. Hechter lo lokeach zeh lamocher. Es ha-shtar. They gave it back. V'chazel lamecho. And that's enough to be machzir the item, the mekach. So he's saying, oh, I lost my shtar. But maybe he gave back the shtar last week and now he wants to be chozer bo. Now he wants to, so we can't give him back a shtar, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, because osios niknos bimisira. And same thing, v'chein hayu Rav Shimon Gamliel omer. Rav Shimon Gamliel similarly says, hanosin matana l'chaveiro, v'hechzer lo as a shtar. Somebody gives a matana, it gives a shtar matana on that item, gives back the shtar, chazra matanaso, the matana goes back, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, because he'll just giving the shtar back is enough, you don't have to do any other kinyan, osio zikas mebesira, just the deed that says, I am the owner, and now you transfer that is enough to transfer the karka. The chamomrim, matanaso kayemes, chamom say, no, you can't do that. You can't just, you have to do a kinyan, right? You can't just give back the shtar. That is not good enough. Tosfos asks a simple question. Tosfos on the bottom of the previous amud. Tosfos says in the middle of the medium lines. Tosfos says, Tamalari, I don't understand. You're telling me that if I sell something to someone and they give me back the shtar, then the land goes back to me? So why can't every mocher, I sold you a piece of land. So we're going to have a Mishnah later on in the Masechta. Actually, we discussed this. We're going to have it again, but the original is 2 days ago. Kuf Samach Zayin. What did the Mishnah say there? Kosvid Shtar Lamocher, Afal Pish Ein Lokeach Imo. Right? We can write a star for a mocher, even though the Lokeach is not there, because it's a, you write it Midas HaMischayiv. Who is the one that's committing? The seller. So you can write a star for the seller, even though the buyer's not there. 1 second. So what, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, I sold you the karka. So if you just give me back the shtar, then it becomes mine again. Why can't the mocher just go and get another shtar written? I sold you the karka, I gave you the shtar, and I'm going to go get another shtar written. Kosis shtar lalova. The mocher will be she'ein kona imos. Ask Tosfos. Tamalari, in the middle of the medium lines. Shekol mocher sada, yachola hazik lalokeach. Every mocher sada. Tekiva kosvit shtar lamocher, afal pi she'ein lokeach imo, tizimni dekat of shtei shtaris. I'll wait for the lokeach to lose his star. He returned it to me. So why isn't that a chash gadol? Says the Tosfos. V'yeshlomar says Tosfos. Dekiva deikala meimer. And this gets back to our third parak discussions. V'yeshlomar. Dekiva deikala meimer. Kivan shehechzik shalosh shanim bikarka omedes hachazaka b'makam hashtar v'yachalomar komar sheyachalitot im hayashtar biyado ki yomar ma she'ein li shtari lo b'shvil shechzartiv lecha elo shlo rizharti lishmar l'achar shalosh shanim. Cheskas gimel shanim will override the mocher having another shtar. Okay, that gets back into why is Cheskel Shkemel Shanim allowed to win in the case of the squatter? If you remember what we discussed at length in Parcheskel Sabatim, right? I lost the shtar, but it doesn't say that I gave you back the shtar, right? So what that's that Tosa says would be more powerful than the mocher still having a shtar, and therefore it won't it wouldn't be a chash for the mocher to do that. Again, for the mocher to come a week later, the Kohen will say, I have a star that you sold it to me. Look at my star. But you have another star that obviously is false. The only chash is that the mocher is going to have a star and the Kohen is not going to have a star, which is after Gimel Shanim. So then the Tosa says, Chesed Gimel Shanim wins. That is too strong of a chazaka. The Tosa's read here says, another limitation on Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tosa's read here says that, he quotes, this is also found in the Rimi Gash. The Tosa's read says, There was no other kinyan involved in the kinyan transaction originally. If there was a kinyan chazaka, then this wouldn't be enough. It's just if it's a star she'ein bo kinyan. If a star she'ein bo kinyan could go chagasalo sadai nesuna lecha. So then that's the only time that he would say it. Okay, another limitation, that if there's a chazaka, it wouldn't be allowed. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Amar Mar. Chutz min achraya shebo. Except for the achraya. This was the Tadaka Meshita. That if somebody says, I lost my shtar chov, and we wouldn't write the shtar chov, but we would write the shtar mekach, excluding the achrayas. My time, why wouldn't we write the achrayas, and why would we allow to write in the first place? Amar of Safra, Levishay Kosin Shnei Sharas, Al Sada Achas. You don't write it with achrayas, this shtar, that I bought it from Reuven, and now I'm going to have two shtaras that I bought it from Reuven. We can't do that with achrayas. What would with achrayas mean? That if a balchov of the seller comes to me and says he couldn't have sold you the land because he owed me money from before he sold it to you, I'm going to have to give back the karka and go back to him. But if I have two shtaros that say he sold it to me, so then that can leave open a sheker. What is that? Lefishe kosvishte shtaros al soda achas. Dilma azil balchov taref le lahai. Maybe the Balchov would go and be taken from me. Let's get people's names. Reuven is the seller, Shimon is the buyer, and Levi is the Balchov. So Levi's going to come to Shimon and say, you know what, Reuven couldn't have sold it to you because he owed me money. So Shimon goes back to Levi. Okay, and now Shimon's going to go back to Reuven and say, hey, you sold it to me with Achrayas, so you have to pay me back. So, Dilma Azil Balchov Tarav Lehi. Levi's gonna go and take it from Shimon. Va'azil Hai, and now Shimon will go, Umafik Chad Vitarav Lekuchas. And he'll go to, let's say Reuven doesn't have enough money to pay him. He'll go to other people that Reuven sold it to afterwards and say, well, he owes me money, so he couldn't have sold you. He's kind of like a Balchov now. V'amar Leila Balchov, and then after he collects it from one Balchov, and he's going to go back to Levi and say, you know what, Levi? I have a way that we can make some money. You know, be quiet for a couple of years. Let me go back on the land. And then everybody will think it's my land again. And then you'll come again and say, hey, wait a minute, Reuven owes me money. And they'll be able to collect again because I'll have another shtar that says that Reuven sold the piece of land. Leave me alone that I can establish again my chazaka in it. Vahadar tatirfin, and you'll be tarif again. Umafik achrina, vahadar azol tarif lekucha zachrini, and then I'll go to other people and we'll be able to make a deal. What's called kenunya, right? We'll be able to make a deal, and that's why, because of this chash, that's why we don't want to give somebody two shtaros to be able to collect from. Just parenthetically, the Rosh for the Riffi here say, one second, isn't it that, what's the case here? That Shimon is going back to Reuven and saying, hey, you sold things after, so therefore, I should be able to go and collect from them. If Reuven sold properties after he sold to Shimon, the original Balchov shouldn't be able to go to Shimon. The original Balchov always goes to the latest things that are sold. So ask the Rashba, ask the Ritva. I don't understand what's going on here. A Lokech is going back to Reuven, the seller, and saying, hey, you owe me, you don't have, I'm going to go to other people you sold to. But those were obviously sold after it was sold to him, Shimon. So the original Balchov, Levi in our case, should have to go to them. So the Ritva says, maybe it's talking about an apotiki, that it was specifically designated for this loan. Maybe it's the Ritva says, Demariko, which I says, Sada Shalokech apotiki, Inami, Denichse Lakuchos, Niknu Acharkach, Lobakovlo, Kasev Da'akni, right, as we had earlier, it doesn't say in the start Da'akni, what I will give you, either way, so you have to come up with a new kimta, why, in this case, the buyer is going back to the, but the Shimon is going back to the original seller, and the original Balchov isn't going to the other buyers. Okay, but either way, let's get back to the Gemara. The Gemara says we're worried that there's going to be a double going back of the buyer to the seller, and he's going to wait a couple of years so people will forget. Says the Gemara, V'kivet the Karani. I don't understand how that would be a problem. What's the chash? Says the Gemara, V'kivet the Karani l'shtari d'malveh. Levi, in our case, the Baal Chov, he has a star that says Ruvain owes him money. Right when this is all taken care of, you rip up that star. So how would that Malva ever be able to come back a second time? That star is ripped up. The Kiva, the Karani, the story, the Malva, b'may hadar tarifla. Right, how is he going to come again and start the whole process? Shiva's going to come again, and then Levi's going to go back to Ruvain. The Chiteba de la Karan, and if you want to say, well, maybe it wasn't ripped up, and that's what we're worried about, the Ha'amar of Nachman. But what's that going to, Rav Nachman says, it is always ripped up. And the Rishonim here, starting with the Rashbam, we'll read these three lines, but then we'll go through what exactly is the process. The Rishonim say, what is the process when somebody owes me money and they can't, they don't have enough money to pay me back? So what's the process? There are three types of shtaros. There are three steps in the process. And the Gemara here lists off all three shtaros. Rav Nachman says, "Kol tirpa de lo kasev be karani l'shtari demalve lav tirpahu." A shtar of collection—that's the first step. That is not written in it. That the shtar milve has been ripped up is not an authoritative shtar of collection. V'chol adrachta de lo kasev be karani l'tirpa. That's the next step that says the previous shtar was ripped up. Adrachta is where I'm allowed to go and possess. Any shtar of giving rights to possession, right? It doesn't have written there that the shtar tirpa, the previous shtar in the process, has been ripped up. Lav adrachtahu. And finally, v'kol shuma. Once I want to possess, I need a shtar from Beis Din that estimates how much this is worth. Right, they have a whole announcement. The Mishnayos described the Maseches Arachin. They announce who wants this, who wants to buy this, and how much this is this worth, and how much money they can get for it, and how long to make those announcements for 30 days, for 60 days, for Yisomim, for just regular people. So the Gemara says, V'chol Shuma de lo kasev be karani le'adrachta, lav shumahi. Any shuma, that's the final document in the process, that it doesn't say on it, we ripped up the previous one, we ripped up the adrachta, lav shumahi. Question mark. So you see from all of these cases, the rules are, if the previous shtar was not ripped up, they're not going to write the next shtar in the process. So of course, the shtar milve, was ripped up. So the Baal Chov can never come and claim. So what's the whole shash of he's going to come a second time and try to start the whole process again? No, he doesn't have a shtar to do that. Answers the Gemara, maybe he's not going to come with a shtar. Lo tzricha, the Ka'asi Mikoach Avhate. The Chash is he's going to come based on the Marakama status. Everybody knows that this was my father's land for many, many years. And after a couple of years, he's going to come and say, you know, everybody knows that Marakama. He's not going to need a shtar in that case. So that's the worry. And that is why, Lomaskana, we wouldn't write a shtar, two shtaris, on the same piece of land with Achrayas. We would write it according to the Tanakhama, just to give him a riot that this is his land, but not that there would be collection abilities from other people. Good. So again, the process is, let's just read the Rashbam. But again, the Rashbam says it here. The Chiddushi Haran also goes through it. What exactly is the process that happens if Reuven cannot pay Shimon back? So now, Bez is going to have to go down to his land and get it. So that's what the Rashbam says in the first medium line in the Rashbam. Kosvid Shtar Tirpa. Remember, we only have a week left of the Rashbam. So we have to use the Rashbams, and then we get back to his grandfather. Rashi and Sanhedrin. But Kosvin, and we love everything. So we try to make use of whatever we showed him we have. The Kosvid Shtar Tirpa. Lamalve. She Yelech after, you know, even go back a step. I'm sorry, second to last skinny line. Kahu Aseder. Malve Bola Bezdin Vitsoik Alalove. She Yifra Lochovo. The Malva comes to Bezdin and says, pay me back! Where's the money? and he says, I don't have any money. And there are edim, and he has to pay. Umazbidin le lolove bedina. Kida amrinan. Ve'ilo asi, mishaptidin le. Where's the law? He has to pay up. If the law doesn't pay up, we excommunicate him. We say, you have to pay. V'kosvid shtar tirpa lomalve. That's shtar number two. After the shtar milve, there's the shtar tirpa. What does that do? She'lielech v'yafashpeis achar karkaosav shalove. You go to the different properties of the love with this shtar that says you're going to be able to collect. V'chomakob she'yibsa minachasav omi lekuchos she'kanu mimenu achreichein. And any place where you find his properties, or you find buyers of his properties, after you are owed, Yare Shtaro Lebezdin shall osa ha'ir, the Yivsru Lokak osa lamalbe. You show the Shtar Tirfa to the Bezdin in that city, and they will then allow you to do to the next step. And what will this new Bezdin do? V'yichtiv lo Shtar Adrachta. Shehe Shalit, v'dorech anachasav shal zelik v'schova mehen. Right? The Tirfa just means the first Bezdin went through the process, you're allowed to go and collect. The Adrachta now is kind of like a more of a foreclosure, getting to the, I'm allowed to go to that property and collect. Vishtar Tirpa Yikru, the previous star you tear up, Pen Yachzer, V'yishuv Bezdin Acher. You don't want to go to another Bezdin. V'yashuwa Nechasem Gedin Shuvas Bezdin, and use it again. And that's why you tear it up. You tear up the Shtar Tirpa. Skip a couple of lines. Ukshiyinu lo bezdin shtar ashuma yikru hadrachta. And finally, when you get the final piece that says how much each of these properties are worth, or the allowance to go and estimate the value of the properties, you rip up the previous one. Pen yachzer v'yitro b'pap shnia shelo kedin. So that's the process of shtar milve, shtar tirpa, shtar hadrachta, shtar shuma. So it's really three plus the original one. And that's why we have the chashash. Interesting, there's a Mordechai. The Mordechai in Bava Metzia quotes two deos, whether one could, and we discussed this way back on Daf Ayin, again, think back to all the different worlds that we have been in Maseches Bava Basra. Every perek almost has been its own world. Not every perek, but the first parak, the first two prakim, the first parak, the second parak, the third parak was for sure its own world, Cheskas Gimel Shanim, the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh, those were all about the transactions, Mekach HaMemkar, that was its own world, including, if you remember, Daf Ayin Gimel, all those dafim about the Rav Barchana Sugyas and the stories, then the eighth parak, Yerusha, the ninth parak, which was Shchiv Meirah, and the tenth parak, all about Shtaris. Each one, really, over the past 6 months, we have had an amazing ability. But anyway, the Mordechai sends us back to a sugya we had way back on Daf Ayin, and that is, could somebody claim to a Maisa Bezdin Parati? Is that allowed? Right, we know usually we have the principle of Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy. If I had the Shtar, that obviously you didn't pay up, versus Parati, or it's false. Could there be any claim against a Maisa Bezdin? Is that stronger or weaker? The Mordechai, the beginning of Bava Basra, discusses in Simen Reish Nun. He quotes a machlokes between himself and the Ravya. Kasav Ravya. Im Katsvelo Psakdin. V'chivuhu. Ne'eman Lomar Parati Ubishvua. A person could swear and said, I paid up. It's a Maisa Bezdin. She'ein ze domeh l'shtar ha'omed le'edus u'l'raya. This isn't a shtar that's dafka used for a proof, and therefore if I paid, it should have been ripped up. No. Avo psak din kosvin mipnei she'ein adayonim ne'emanim lomar l'ze zachinu l'ze chiyavnu. Ela bezvat shabali dinim l'fneihem. U'kishepara efshar shalo chash lito miyado. V'chein kibalti mi'aba mori shekibal mi'riva v'chein alacha l'maisa. Says the Rav Yeh and other Rishonim, ironically, we might have said a shtar Bezdin that's even stronger than a regular shtar. That's super. It's from Bezdin. No. But by a regular shtar milveh, you're for sure going to rip it up after it's paid up. But a shtar Bezdin, okay, maybe you'll keep it as a collector's item. You have these three famous rabbis signed on the shtar. You want to keep it. You want to show it to your grandchildren that, you know, you knew these dayanim. Whatever it is, you might keep it. It might not be ripped up right away. So therefore, you might have to, the holder might have to prove that it has not been paid up. Parati work, says the Rav Yeh, against the Shtar Bezdin. That is what the Rav Yeh says. Aval Rabbeinu Meir, he quotes from the Maharami Rutenberg, Kasav, Ein ha-nitva ne'amon lomar parati, kishepsak did biara toveya. No way! The high did, and where do you know that from? From our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? Every Shtar that you have, you rip up the previous one. It's clear that you've ripped up the previous one. It's before Shgemara, says the Maharam. The high did, Isa b'Gemara, paraket pashut. Right? He got to the end of Baba Basra. The Garcina Nasam called Tirpa to Lakasa Be Karan Lashari de Malve Lo Tarfinan Be. Vitirfa who psak din. Shekasa Bebezdin should is Chayev Lo Shekinegdo Mamon Zebacho Bezdin. Sheyoti psak din. Ad kan l'shono. So that is what the Maharami Rodenberg assumes. Our Gemara is beferish against that Rav Yah, that you cannot taina against a Maisa, against a star Bezdin, a star of the Maisa Bezdin, that it is not correct and it was paid up already. Okay. Amalei Rav Achavi Difti the Ravina, continuing. So what was the whole shash? Says the Gemara, we're nervous. Why don't we give somebody who has property, somebody who bought a piece of land. We don't give him a second shtar with achrayas. Because we're nervous that, what's going to happen? He's going to tell the Baal Chov, you know what, I'll give you this land, and then I'm going to go to the original, and then let me stay here, and then we'll do it again in a couple of years. Why are we worried about that? Isn't there something much simpler that we should be worried about instead of all of these steps? Why are we just worried? He has two shtaris in his hand. He would have. That say that Ruvi sold him the property. Maybe he'll just go to two different people right now and say, you know, the Baal Chov took the land. I need your land. Because he wasn't allowed to sell it to you. He'll go to two people right now. Right in two different cities. What do you have to worry then? What's going to happen in a couple of years from now? There's much more serious chash. Says the Gemara, no. We're not worried that it's going to happen two times right now. Im kain, nefishi aleha bali dinim. No, they're going to go back to the original seller and see that there's funny business going on here. If there's a couple of years in between, not. But right now, they're going to go. They're going to realize that you're lying. So says the Gemara. So why don't you write this? Why don't you give him a real star? Right? You, Tanakam, are saying you write a star without a chrayas. Give him a regular star. Write a shover for the mocher, a receipt for the mocher. Any other staros about this property or puzzle? Right? Except for the ones that are from this date. So then if there's another shtar out there, it won't be kosher anymore. Just write on this shtar that this is the only shtar that's going to be kosher relating to this land. Says the Gemara, Amrur Rabbanan Kamedur Apapa, V'Amrila Kamedur Avashi, Zosomeres, it must be that these shitas hold, Ein Kosvin Shovar. We don't write Shovaris. That's a machlokes on Tamar's daf in the Mishnah, machlokes Tanoim. Whose responsibility is it? Let's say, you know, something is paid back and we don't have the shtar here, so we can't rip up the shtar. So we'll give him a receipt that he paid. So if there's ever a shtar, so do we give him that responsibility? I don't want to have to hold on to the receipt. I paid up, so, and what? He doesn't have a shtar, so I'm not going to pay. So the burden of proof is on who? The malve or the love? Do we say it's the malve? The malve says, you have to pay me. I lost my shtar. I'm sorry, but you have to pay me. As the Gemara says, Evan love le'ish malve, as the Pasuk says. And therefore, the malva has the yad el yona, so you have to pay and you have to hold on to the shover, right? You have to just put it in a safe place. Or do we say no? Eva lo velish malva went during that time, and now I'm repaying you. So I'm not going to have to pay you again, and therefore I'm muchsak in the money right now. You want to get the money, but you have to produce a shtar. So that's a machlokes on tomorrow's daf in the Mishnah, whether kosvin shover or ain kosvin shover. So maybe the Gemara is saying here, it's talking about a case of ain kosvin shover, and that's the shita, and that is why he doesn't take that into account. Says the Gemara, Amar Lohu. So he says, is that a raya that this mandamar holds ain kosvin shover, and he's taking a stand on that machlokes? So Amar Lohu. So, the Rav Papa answers, or Rav Ashi answers, no, that's not a riot. But I'm a kosvin shover. It could be that by other shtari milveh, you would write a shover. Because of ever lova l'ish malveh. The lova is always has the lower hand. V'hacha, but here we're talking about mechach u'memkar. We're talking about buying and selling. So, hacha haynu taima. Here, we're nervous. We're not going to write a new deed and a shover. T'dil ma'azo balchov v'taref bidei delokeach. Maybe the balchov of the seller is going to go take it from the lokeach, the azil ihu v'taref lekuchos, and he's going to go to the lekuchos, the shover gabi lekuchos leka. The lekuchos don't have the receipt; only the original seller has the receipt. So even if you write a shover, it's not going to help because the lekuchos don't have it. Says the Gemara. So the lekuchos lav amare da'ara hadri. What's that? But aren't the lekuchos going to go back to the original owner and they're going to figure it out? Just like we were talking a couple of lines ago? The Gemara says, yeah, they're going to, but what about in the interim? Maybe he's going to eat a lot of the fruit, literally, or use a lot of the money in the interim. By the time they get there, and they're not going to be able to pay back. Inami, lokeach shalom achrayis. Or maybe the lokeach is going to bought it without achrayis, so he's not going to go back to the original owner. He doesn't have security, he doesn't have achrayis, he doesn't have a warranty, and therefore, he's not going to go back. Says the Gemara, so you're worried about that by Mekach u'Memkar, that the lokuchos don't have the shofar, only the original person has the shofar? So yachi shtari halva anami. So what about loan documents? The same thing. What are we trying to do? Maybe you do write a shofar, but Mekach u'Memkar is different. You have the same problem with writing a shofar by Milve. Only the Malve has the shofar, not the other buyers. So yachi shtari halva anami. The lokuchos don't have it. So where I said, no, there's a difference between shtare halva and shtare mekach u'memkar. Hasam by milve dezuze masik, where it's all about money. It's all about money. It's not about properties. Amri paisei balcho bezuze. The person will say by shtare milve, he'll be able to say, as the Rashbam explains, he'll go back to the original lokeach first. The original mocher first. You want money? I'll give you money. Just wait. And he might not have to give the money. So that's why there's no worry about the interim time period. He's not going to give it yet. Hacha da'ara masik. It's all about this land because it was a sale. Made the yadi demand masik ba'ara bezuze lo b'fais. He doesn't want money. He wants the land. So the land's going to be given over even though I'm going to have to go back. That's why there's an interim problem by shtare mekach u'memkar, but you don't have that interim problem by shtare milve. Period. End of that section. Moving right along. Omar. So again, getting back to the Tanakamo that started our whole day today. So Machlokas Tanakamo and Shuba Gabliel. So if somebody comes and says, I lost my shtar Mekach u'Memkar, we write him another one, but we don't write him with achrayis, with collection ability for others. So what exactly do we write? So Amar Rav Nachman, this is what the Rambam quoted that we saw before. Takasiyachi, shtara danon dishtar, delola migvi bay. So it basically undermines the whole power of what a shtar usually is. It's just a raya. It's just a raya, but it doesn't have the power that a shtar usually has. Which we're going to talk about is about tomorrow's daf by Osios Niklas Bebesira. We have to get back to what a shtar is and what it does. Shtar adina delo lo migvi bay. It's not to collect with. Lo mi mishabdi lo mi b'nei chari. From either from ishubadim, from sold properties, or from b'nei chari. Ela ki hechi de tekem arab yadi delo keach. It's purely to allow the lokeach to have this property. So that's what we write. So Amar Afram, is this taking a stand on another Shas Machlokas? Zozo Meres Achrayis Toas Soferhu. We have to write in there explicitly, it is not collectible. That must be that if we didn't write anything, it would be collectible. What's called Achrayis Toas Sofer. If Achrayis is not written, then it's the mistake of the scribe. Because it's automatic. And if it's not written, it's as if it's written, Achrayis Toas Sofer, the sugya at the beginning of Maseches Baba Metzia. So the Gemara says, why? Because time at the cost of Lehachi. The only reason that this is not with Achrayis is because he wrote it. Halo cost of Lehachi Gavi. But if it wouldn't have written this special statement in there, it would be collected, you'd be able to use for collection, Achrayis Toas Sofer. So is this sheet of taking a stand on that Machlokas? Ravashi Yomer, no. Achrayis lav toas sofer hu. It could be that Achrayis is not toas sofer. It's not an automatic. Umay chutz be Achrayis shabo. Deloksiv be Achrayis. It could be, right, machlokes. What does it mean, chutz be Achrayis shabo? Does that mean to write it explicitly? Or just leave it out? So Ravashi says there's no raya to what this Tanakhama of Rav Shimon Gamliel holds. Maybe it means you write it. Maybe it means you don't write it. Period. Story. Hahi itza diavile zuze lahu gavra. A woman gave a man money, but mizvan la'ara, to go buy her a piece of land. Go buy me a piece of land, please. Azal zavan la, shalom achrayis. So, he bought her a piece of land, but without achrayis. Meaning, if the balchov of the seller comes and says, well, he owes me money, so the land is taken from the woman, she has no recourse. Shalom achrayis. This woman is very upset. I told you to buy me a piece of land. Asi lakami de Rav Nachman. Omar le Rav Nachman says to this shliach, Litzkuri shatarti kolo lavisi. She sent you to do something positive for her, not to mess her up. And therefore, zilzavne mine shalom achrayis, you have to fix it. What do you have to do? You have to go buy a piece of land without achrayis. V'hadar zavne nile b'achrayis. But then sell it to her with achrayis. Lamaisa, you have to go back and make it that she's not going to lose, to go through the whole process. The Ritva here says, even if the woman never specified Ba'achrayas, because that's what's understood. It's understood that if I tell you to sell you, if I send you to sell, to buy for me a piece of land, I want you to do it in a way that I'm not going to lose. V'afilu, shalcho likachlo karka stam, says the Ritva. Hachinave mashma, right? That's good enough. Delo shadi inchi zuzi bichti. People don't throw money away, and therefore, it wouldn't be something that would have to be specified. Ask all the Rishonim here. Ask the Rosh, ask the Chiddushi Aran, ask others. I don't understand. Here, what happened? She told him to go buy me a piece of land. And he went and did it. And Rav Nachman says, oh, you really messed her up. You have to do this in order to make sure she gets her money. And she's covered. Why did Rav Nachman just say, you messed up, shliach shlo asa shlichuso, shlichuso batel? If he didn't know what to do, what he was supposed to do, then the whole thing should fall apart, and she shouldn't lose, and the sale should be a mekatos. Should it be good? So why did the Gemara gives the impression that the sale was good, and now the shliach has to make good and try to protect the rights of the mishaleach of this woman? It should be that the whole thing falls apart. And so it could be the Rishonim discuss: did the seller know that he was doing it on behalf of the woman? Or he thought that he was doing it for himself. If he thought that he was doing it for himself, so that's where it could be that, you know, from my point of view, the seller, I'm done. I'm finished. Right? If he knew that he was doing it for the woman, then okay. That if he didn't act properly, then fine, I understand. But says the Rush here, says the Ron and the Rashba, if he didn't know, so then it could be that he's out of it. He's done. He's not interested in it being a mechatos. That's why it has to be made up by the shliach in this case. Maybe just one more, and then we'll. Or maybe just mention it. We haven't mentioned it in a while, but once we talk about shlichus, you know, I don't know, this, once he's out of the picture, it doesn't even matter what approach you take to shlichus. How tight is the connection between the mishaliach and the mishaleach? And, you know, the first piece in the Lech HaTov discusses that. You know what? Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. I just wanted to get to the bottom. So let's just do one more piece. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. Hadosi matanot lechaver ve'exlo es hashtar, chazer matanot vechavomer matanot kayemes. What we started off with on today's daf, on top of Amun Aleph, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if I get a shtar matana, and then I give you back that shtar matana, the matana is now yours. It goes back to you, without doing any other kinyanim. Right? Osios nikos bebesira, as we said. Well, that's the maskana already. Well, we don't know that yet. The Chum say, no. The matana is okay. You gave me a matana. Even if I give you back the shtar matana, the matana is still mine. My time with Rav Shimon Gamliel, why does Rav Shimon Gamliel say it goes back? So, first, Rav Asi has one suggestion, which is not the maskana. Amar Rav Asi, nase ka'omer lo, sada zunatuna lecha, kolzbansha, ashtar biyotcha. When I gave you the shtar matana, I give you a shtar matana on a piece of land. I give the shtar matana, it's as if I'm making a t'nai. The matana is yours as long as you're holding on to the shtar. If you're not holding on to the shtar anymore, you give it back to me, then the shtar isn't, the matana is not yours anymore. It's like an implicit t'nai. Says the Gemara, really? Maska v'laraba, iachi nignav o avanami. So what if the shtar is lost or stolen? Then also, the matana is no longer? Back to the no sane? That's very difficult to suggest. Salama rabba, ba'osios niknas b'mesira kamiflagi. The machlokas is, but you have a shtar. Giving the shtar over, does that transfer the item that is written in the shtar? General machlokas, what's the power of osios, of letters that are written in a document? Do you have to write another shtar on that property or not? That's the machlokas. Reb Shimon Gamliel Savar osios nikas b'mesira, for Rabbanan Savri, ain osios nikas b'mesira. The main sugya of that topic is right here. Bez Shem on tomorrow's daf, which we will get to. Osios nikas b'mesira or not, what about different types of shtaris? It came up already, if you remember, back on daf Ayin Vav. That's what we discussed it also. There was a machlokas there who he paskin like. Machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, the Shulchan Aruch also discusses, but we'll have to get back to that. But this Gemara and that Gemara are the two main places where this is discussed in Shas of Osios Nikas v'Mesira, which gets into the fundamental status of what a shtar is, and just giving over the shtar. Does the shtar talk so much to say that, you know, what whoever is holding the shtar automatically, that's the Baal HaShtar? Or is there something more needed, and that's going to be the machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored. This week's shiur, my sponsor, the Refuah Shleima, to Baruch Tzvi, Ben Rivka, Batya, the beloved pillar of the Boker Tan community. We wish him a Refuah Shleima Bakar, sponsored by the Nussbaums. Ben Hashem, all the learning should be L'schus L'Refuah Shleima. Okay, we'll stop here.